20 years ago, a big group of Unalaskans traveled to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky to bring the two communities closer together as sister cities. The Russian city had just opened up after the fall of the Soviet Union, and it was the first chance that many locals got to see the Kamchatka Peninsula, a place with a shared landscape, shared climate, and a shared history. For travelers like Jim Tuza, it was a moving and illuminating trip.
It was a one-in-a-lifetime or one-in-a-century opportunity. I mean, the Soviet Union had just given up the ghost. Things were open for the first time. I mean, that was a closed city for 70 years. No one could go in there without extremely close supervision. I mean, and all of that suddenly ceased. It just came to a stop.
Travel regulations have, of course, eased up since. But getting there still isn't easy. There haven't been convenient flights out there from Alaska for years, and making it out to Kamchatka can take 4 flights or more. That's going to change next summer. Vladivostok Air announced that it's bringing back passenger flights that go from Anchorage all the way to Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky.
Alaskans have a lot in common with Kamchatkans, but they don't really have a chance to connect with each other. So that's what we're trying to remedy, and hopefully we'll sort of be a catalyst for helping to build those opportunities, whether it's Kamchatkan students coming over to the University of Alaska to study or American businessmen traveling to Kamchatka to work with business partners.
Mark Dudley is a sales manager for Vladivostok Air. He was a longtime Alaska resident, and he's also traveled extensively across the Kamchatka Peninsula. He can't say enough good things about the region.
First of all, it's just a breathtakingly beautiful place. It's sort of like Alaska before Alaska was discovered. You know, there's not much infrastructure, but it's got hundreds of volcanoes, but at least 29 of them are active. It's got the second largest geyser field in the world, and it's located not on a,
Dudley says that Vladivostok is trying to appeal to adventure travelers and people who appreciate the region's close ties with the state. And because that flight will be only one of a few international passenger trips offered from the Ted Stevens Airport, he's hoping that Alaskans simply looking to take an interesting vacation might also consider Kamchatka. He also thinks that the trip might draw Alaskan sport fishermen who want to go someplace new.
Fishing, I mean, all the people who from the fly fishing industry that talk about it, it's like this Shangri-La to them. I mean, they fish in Alaska, and they think not even Alaska matches up to Kamchatka.
The flight will operate during the summer months, and prices for tickets will be set in October. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.